Well, we continue to preview the Nebraska State Track and Field Championships. We're talking Class D's. Stuart Broncos today, as the Broncos taking a few of the boys down to the State Track and Field Championships from that senior class. And add to the accolades of that group of seniors, Coach Travis Ludwig joining us. And with Drew Schmatter, Cade Rum, and Cameron Kaup, they're capping quite the athletic career at Stuart High with a trip to the State Track and Field Championships this week.
Yeah, this group has been very decorated. I was looking at my notes, and Cade Rum is actually a six-time state qualifier because he qualified 2 years for the state junior high meet in Gothenburg, and this is his fourth year at the high school meet. And it's Drew's fifth year in a row, and Cameron was a medalist last year in the discus at state track. So they've been a good group for us. We'll miss them next year, and we hope the younger kids have learned how they do things and emulate that next year.
Well, we start with Drew qualifying in three events, and he's been so solid in those middle distances, that 800 meters. He's been really just solid all year. The 400, he's turned in some good times and got into the high jump, which is kind of a bonus.
Yeah, the high jump, we started work on that this year because we didn't know how the relays would pan out. So I said, let's try the high jump because he's got a lot of pop and not the best form in the world, but he's really worked on that, and he's turned into a very good high jumper that earned a trip to the state meet. Like you said, that 4 and 8, he's been running consistent all year, and we hope for a big race out of him in both those events down at Omaha.
Well, just watching results come in, Cade, I'm guessing must be kind of been battling through some injuries. Hadn't seen him compete in several meets, but was able to give it a go in districts and sent out a pretty good triple jump to make his way down to Omaha.
Cade had a sore hamstring for most of the season, so we kind of had to just gently ease him along, and the goal all along was maybe conference. And then when that didn't happen, we set our sights on the district meet. We had done some rehab work in a 3200 relay earlier in the season, just really slow and controlled. And heading into districts, we felt pretty confident that he'd be able to perform because he said he felt good, and he seemed to have a lot of pop in practice with the limited work that we did. And sure enough, the first jump at districts, he went right at 41, and that was kind of the high water mark. And after that, we had a sigh of relief, and he qualified. So that was a good story. I'm glad it ended well for him.
So he heads back to state once again, and Cameron gets in on the discus. I know he probably was a little disappointed. He's had such a tremendous season in both the shot and the disc, and didn't get up there toward his top marks on the year, but was still able in a pretty competitive district to get in the disc.
Well, the district was very competitive, as you said, in the shot and disc, and Cameron was battling a sore groin last couple meets of the season. So we were hoping that something good would happen, and shot put, it wasn't quite there, but the discus, he put out a good throw, 144 and change, and that was good enough to get him in. I believe it's the second wild card qualifier.
Yeah.
So I think four or five kids from our district got in the shot and disc, so that's pretty good.
Well, guys headed down, I assume, on Thursday.
We'll have an escort out of town, and hopefully the good people of Stuart show up and wave and honk and all that stuff, and yeah, we're going to head down Thursday, and our first event is bright and early at 9:30 a.m. in triple jump, and then Drew will go in high jump 11:30, and then Drew runs the 400 at 4 o'clock that day, and Cameron throws on Saturday.
All right, well, wish you the best of luck, and congratulations for getting that crew down to state, and we'll look forward to seeing how the Broncos compete in Omaha.
All right, appreciate the support, Greg.
That is Coach Travis Ludwig joining us here on KBRB as we preview the state track and field qualifiers.